Last week we started talking about disciples make disciples. We're doing some stuff on discipleship the next few weeks, and I'll probably get Jeff Frankham in 2 weeks' time to finish on it. And so who's glad they're a disciple of Jesus? And it's not just about actually just saying we're a Christian, but it actually means doing something with our walk with God. And that is the important thing. So disciples make disciples. If I've got the PowerPoint for this. Come with me to John 15, verse 3. Because last week we talked more about the love side. This week I want to talk to you more about the fruit side. Who likes to produce fruit in their life? Yeah. Andrew says she likes eating it. But we like to actually know that God is using us, don't we? I mean, it's pointless having a walk with God if it means nothing. I mean, that's why I'm only just getting to meet Elizabeth, but hearing her story this morning, she came bubbling, running almost up to me, and now I'm here hearing that, because I'd forgotten that when I prayed that she'd had many strokes, as you've heard this morning, I'm thinking, God is moving in this place. And that is something that we're producing fruit in. We're saying we want to hold on to God, right? And I'll use the whiteboard a little bit too, Wes, please. Thanks, if you bring that up here. That'd be fantastic. Thank you, Ben. Another good servant of the house. And but it says this. Look, let me read it to you again, and let's put it up there. You have already been pruned for greater fruitfulness by the message I have given you. By the message I have given you. Whatever message you get from God, do those things. What I'm saying is, whatever message you know that God speaks to you about, whether it's Sunday, whether it's when you're doing your soap program, doing the week, wasn't Renska just fantastic this morning? Whatever that thing is that God's speaking to you about, what is His message? His word, the Word of God. So we know already that there are things that we should be doing according to the Word of God that are going to help us have our very best life. And so The word of God is our message. Secondly, there are things like prayer. We're going to kick off our prayer meetings again. We're going to start May 8th. Who enjoyed when we did I think it was March, our prayer and fasting for a few. Wow, wasn't the presence. And so we get a touch from God. We want to enjoy all that God is doing in our world. So prayer is a part of that, obviously. And the other thing, which is why Avina's working, isn't she doing a great job? Who loved that overhead with the connect groups? You might be up there next week. I believe we've got lots of different segments. And so the other way is that people help us to connect better to God and become the best we can be. We need each other. And so those things work together for our good. All those things. And that's why God said, come and meet together, have church. And so, and aren't the musos doing a good job as well? And leading us in new songs. I'm enjoying new songs. Holy Spirit, what an incredible song. I could have just sat there on Holy Spirit all day. We could have just done that again. Anyone else with me? Yeah. Next week, let's just do that one as a worship song and not worry about any others. Let's just let God do what He wants to do. Fantastic. There you go. There's some leadership. Don't have to talk to them during the week now. It's been done. Fantastic. We're family. Yeah, there's something special about family. Well, I can go, Andrew and I can travel for 24 hours. Why? Because we love. We're not real family, but we're family in God. What an incredible thing. And Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. That's what this, just before this, this verse. Are we going to be more fruitful? What is He saying? He's saying become a server. In being the great, not being the greatest, because the disciples were kind of like, why are you washing, we should be washing your feet. She's learning to speak in tongues, it's all good. See, the disciples have some trouble understanding why. And Jesus says, if I don't wash you, you won't belong to me. We need to be washed by Jesus every day. We need to be have His presence on our life and allow Him on our lives every day. We receive one touch from Jesus and it can change our life forever. And so he's got to keep us clean. So the message, the things that we do as a discipline, if you like, and why, well, it's really why we're disciples, isn't it? Disciple, discipline, it kind of goes hand in hand. There are certain things that we do in our life that help us lead the best life possible. And so Jesus said in the same passage, not all of you are clean. He's talking to his disciples. And even though he had washed all the disciples' feet, and although Judas knew the message, he did not personally follow it in his heart. And you can know the Bible and not follow it. And by not following it, you're going to be not fruitful for God, but perhaps you'll be fruitful for yourself. Perhaps you'll have success in the world, but ultimately you will not be fruitful to the things that God has for the kingdom of God for you. The kingdom thing. Those things which will give you authority so that you can cast out demons, so that you can go along to your neighbor and they can be healed. You can't do those kind of things on your own. We need to have a deposit in God. We need the presence of God on our life. And Jesus, at the end of the washing session, he's washed all the disciples' dirty, sandaled feet. I saw Doug in his sandals this morning, you missionary, you. Very cool. I love it because he doesn't care what he wears. He's just happy. And we're family, so we're happy. He's happy. I've come from Sydney. Have you noticed? I've got my jacket as well. Give me my jacket for a sec. Where's my jacket? So I've come from Sydney. I'll change my chain. Andrea, maybe get some clothes. I'll just show you for a second. Very Sydney. Very Sydney. Some of you are looking at me like, what's that all about? But anyway, it's okay. I'm a bit warm, so I'll take it off again. So, thanks, guys. You know, I really do want to get into this message. You know these things, Jesus says, and then he says, now do them. Exclamation mark. In fact, we've got 13:17. You know these things, now do them. You know the message of God. You know the things that God has called you to do. You know, most of us know our giftings. And so when we know these things, what's holding us back is us. We've got to start doing what God requires of us to do. And Jesus doesn't end there. He finishes by saying, in 13:17 verse B, that is the path of blessing. When you do God's will, when you do the message of God, the things that God has for you, when you're praying and in the family of God, there are things that when you actually do the things that God has required, and sometimes it's simply obedience, that's the path of blessing for your life. And so we will be known by our fruit. These are, if you like, below the line words. Can everyone see the screen? These guys, you good? All right. So last week we were talking about affection. Everyone remember what affection is? It's love. Yeah. Presence. Presence of God on our lives. And I guess here we could have unity of heart. Unity of heart. I'll move in a minute for you guys on my right. Affection, presence, and then lastly, wine. Andrew talked about it this morning. We love to have fun. There are things that we do in life. If it's all about the work and there's actually no celebration, life becomes mundane. Yeah. So we need all three: affection, presence, and wine. And then, so they're above the line. I'm doing it around the wrong way, but that's okay. And then then there are three things below the line, which I want to talk about a little bit more this morning, which are achievement. Who knows that we've got to have things that we measure in life? Achievement. Someone remind me. It's up on the board. Principles. Yeah, principles. And wineskin, right? Wineskin. Okay. Achievement, principles, wineskin. So I'll get to that in a second. remain in me, John 15, verse 4. Remain in me and I'll remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. So we've got to remain connected, yeah? We've got to remain connected to each other. We've got to remain connected in connect groups. We've got to remain connected in the house of God. We've got to remain connected in the bigger picture, in the kingdom of God. And like, you know, with our Africa connection, we've got two churches planted there now, sensational. We've got all these things happening because when we're connected to God, you have no idea how big the connections are going to be. God's got a bigger life for you. And then, of course, don't stay apart from me, stay with me. So there must be a conviction about the call of God on your life. And you therefore need to do everything possible to stay connected to God and his people, because that is how you're going to produce the best fruit. There's a conviction about the call. It's not simply, I love God. And I come into the house of God and I just enjoy it and I go out and I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy. Being a disciple means that we actually create something with our life because of what God has done for us, and that's why we end up talking to Indian taxi drivers and African taxi drivers. I believe we're having meals with both of them. There's something in the spirits happening because of our relationship with God. It seems apparent when Judas learned of the results, because Jesus was still there. He was still in the family, right? Judas is still in the family. It seemed apparent that when Judas learned of the results of his betrayal, he became racked with guilt. The Bible says it. And he would not accept forgiveness, even though it was there for him. The Bible says the remorse of Judas was so great, he went out and hanged himself. A tragedy. He's a disciple. He's in error, obviously. He threw the coins down and he went out. He realized suddenly the grief overtook him. Jesus was there for Judas right up to the time that he decided to take his own life. Jesus was there for him. And my point is this: Judas knew the message but walked a different path. And the path he chose hardened his heart to the purposes of God. And we have to decide and make a decision and draw a line in the road and say, you know what? Regardless, I am going to love my God. Whatever happens in my life from this moment forward, I am going to allow the presence of God to touch me so that I can do the things that God has called me to do. And not only that, I'm going to enjoy the presence of others. I'm going to actually savor those moments and those celebrations. I'm going to enjoy Easter Sunday. I'm going to enjoy the resurrection of what Christ has done. And then, because of this, not without it, because we love God, we start to set some goals, some achievements, some principles. Our whole connect, belong, grow, build is the principles of the house of God. And from that, we have a wineskin, that are policies. That's like our board, if you like. There are certain policies and things, but they're boring. They don't produce the life. Where's the life of God? The life of God is here. So we don't want to get stuck and saying, why don't you try this? Why don't you do that? No, we're going to stay focused on loving the Lord our God with all our hearts. We're going to be affectionate and have unity of heart. Yeah? We're all loving God together. We all have the presence of God in our lives, which is going to produce incredible. Didn't we read it last week? We had incredible what? Joy. And joy comes into our world. How much easier is it going to be to achieve the things that God wants us to achieve? And so why lose your life when you can gain it? Judas did not need to lose his life. He simply needed to, we've heard this morning from Renska, needed to ask for forgiveness of sins. And what was Judas missing in his decision to end his life? The love of God never fails. No matter what you've done this morning, no matter your situation right now, no matter the things you're feeling guilty about, no matter what you're remorseful about, which is what it says Judas was so remorseful. You know, the best thing you can do is repent and get back right with God. But when we look at our life and the things we do from an accomplishment point of view, when we come here, when we come to the achievement and go, what always happens when you go at your life from an achievement? Well, she's better looking than me. Hey, hey. Come on. He's more handsome than me. She can play Yana plays the keyboard really well, don't you think? But we're going to have other keyboard players, aren't we, Yana? Because people have got a willing heart. Hey? Because we've got an affection that we want a touch from God. And then we're accepted by God, and so we're able to achieve things. Is Gaidu here? She's here with the kids. Okay. Will you bring her next week? Next week, I want to have a testimony from Gaidu. Is that okay? Thanks, Yvonne. And so, we don't want to become driven by our flesh, we want to become driven by God. And so achievement are the goals that we set. We need them. Who knows that we all need goals in life? Things that we desire to happen, but they're not quite yet. And if you do not set any goals, you tend to grow in, no, don't tend to grow in anything. You just go around in circles. And so going back even to, because we're talking about the move in the Spirit as well, haven't we? We've been talking about the whole move of God and the move in the Spirit. It's interesting, God took me back there when I was just preparing. In Ezekiel 47, the man measured another 1,750 feet. And to my surprise, many trees were now growing on both sides of the river. I've got the PowerPoint for that, Dave. It doesn't really matter. You can stay there if you like. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to grow healthy because I've been with God and I'm growing into a strong tree with roots that go down deep into the river of God, into His presence, into His life. I'm deeply rooted in the things that God has called me to do. And so I stretch out and I've got many, and I'm a large tree. He was surprised, Ezekiel was surprised. But you will be surprised when you step into the things that God has called you to do, and you will be amazed at from when you get into this area of your life, how much of these things you begin to happen in your life. See, you can measure the anointing on your life, right? You're going to measure stuff like that. You can measure, well, I haven't been with God for a couple of weeks. Well, the anointing's probably not going to be so great on your life, yeah? You need the presence. Anointing, simply presence on you. And so you've got to connect with God. So a discipline is what? What would be the discipline for that? Would you start praying again, maybe? That would be a good thing to do. You start reading your word. And you actually get involved in a connect group. And then suddenly there's a rising within you. The river level starts to come up. And you're becoming effective for the power of the kingdom of God. We can measure our Bible reading. These are things we can measure ourselves. Oh, I forgot my soap, but you know what? I can do double tomorrow, or I'm going to read my Bible again. They're indicators that show we're growing up in God. And another thing that will happen is you will all become more generous with our giving. When we have the presence of God on us, we will be generous with our giving because it's those things, because they're the things, what was it? Their eyes were open to the things of God. So from affection, presence, and wine, there becomes an achievement that's really, it just becomes almost like second nature. So we need things to achieve, yes. So we've got goals. Our church, you know, we are a visionary church. We have many goals that we want to achieve. So when you're excited about doing what God is doing in His house, you own in through being involved in the giving projects. It's simply something you want to buy into because when you do those things, it brings you great joy. The presence of God creates joy. And giving alone won't create anything. But when you've got joy in your life, you don't want to give out of duty. You want to give because you're loving what God is in your life. You're loving what God's doing in the house of God. I mean, I can't wait for this testimony from Gaydu next week. Yvonne, she's got to be here next week. Yvonne, you're looking beautiful. Love the little flower in your hair. Fantastic. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, you know, how limitless is this going to be when we all get this? See, what we measure creates culture. I'm thinking when we actually feel the presence of God come up in the house of God, when we're all worshiping and raising our hands to God, who thinks that God's got an opportunity to move even greater than what He has now? So when we come into the house of God, we're going, what's God going to do today? I'm excited. So the answer to insecurity, anyone feel insecure from time to time? Just me? I mix with pastors who've got thousands and thousands in their churches. You know, it doesn't matter. I've never had a drama. All the C3 guys, it's not an issue. But I'll tell you, from time to time, I'm kind of in awe. Do you know what I'm getting at? There are certain things but what we measure creates culture. And some things we'll be measuring here are our love for God, yeah? Our love for one another. Our connect groups. We're going to measure, we're taking stock right now, in fact. How many are in connect groups right now? We're going to be able to tell you at the end of the year that connect groups have grown by this many percentage because of what Avena's, you know, the initiative we're taking with the whole connect group system. Why? Because we all want to grow in God. We want to be discipled in the house of God. And so these things come because of this. We start to actually, okay, we're going to set a goal. We've got, let's have a 20% increase in our connect groups by the end of the year. How many people's that? Those kind of things. And so what was I saying about insecurity? The answers to insecurity, because we always feel inadequate. Yeah? To some degree, when someone else says, this is what I have achieved. I've done this. I've done this. I've done this. The answer to insecurity is this. Knowing the love of God and knowing who you are in Christ. Knowing the love of God. That's why above the line, which is the one on the left, affection. Unity of heart. When we all know the love of God and the presence of God in our lives, no matter what happens, we will stay in the joy of God. No matter what happens, church, we can have joy in our life. No matter what things go wrong during our week, we can still go back to, I thank you for that I'm accepted because God has already done everything for me. And so achievement is important. It provides a place of accountability and reflection. I have people that speak into my world. I have people that people come alongside. We've got John Finkelde helping us, coaching us as a church this year. These are all great things. It's a great gauge for planning things, such as our future building fund. We've always, the last few years, we have a history. We know that we can raise about $100,000. Well, this year we're a little bit low. Someone got $2,300 this morning. Because we got 97,600. We're not quite there. We just need one faith promise from now until February next year, and we've hit 100,000. Come on. So I'll speak about it because I know that there are people that can change someone's life given to the building fund. There's miracles that happen and suddenly someone else, you might not have a house, you can get a house because you're giving into the house of God. These are the things that we can measure. See, discouragement's a curse. Who loves it when someone gives you, well, you know, what for? No one does. But then with discouragement in ourselves as well. I mean, I really think, we've been doing it in our soap readings this week. I was wondering, David must have got discouraged. Saul is chasing him for so long, yeah? So long! He must have had, and what did he say? What was the thing that actually helped him? We've already talked about it. He encouraged himself in the Lord. When you're going through struggles and situations that you can't, that are almost like, why is this continuing? Will you please encourage yourself in the Lord? We get courage from our relationship with God and our relationship with others. That's why connect groups are so important. And therefore, achievement can be measured when we create more leaders, yeah? We can have more people mature in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have young people that are just, they accept who they are because God loves them. So I guess we should go to principles for a moment. Principles help stuff move along. It's like our connect, belong, grow, build. We want everybody, as many people, all the leadership want all the people to be in the build area because that I know that when we actually have that much faith in God, we can all help build the house of God. We can all go on trips to here and trips to there. We can see what God is doing in other places. We are filled with the presence of God. We're generous people. We simply want to change planet Earth for the kingdom of God. And so when you obey me, John 15 verse 10, when you obey me, you remain in me. And so we've obviously you need some things, some guidelines or some riverbanks, if you like, that actually help. I'm glad we've got riverbanks on the Swan River. Imagine if we didn't have banks. It would make life really difficult, wouldn't it? How would you pull up? How would you go and swim it? I mean, I remember when my children were younger. They're not so young anymore. But, you know, they love to go and swim at the beach down the river, especially when it's windy and things like that. Riverbanks are actually are helpful to our life. It's like imagine having a soccer match with no referee, I think it's called, isn't it? Not like AFL. So there's no ref. I mean, it would be chaos. Let's not go there. Wineskin. Last one. Remain in me and I'll remain in you. Wineskin is a term for the things that we need to have, like the policies, the procedures. We've got to have those things. And so when Andrew and I are actually talking to Andrea mainly, was talking... No surprises there. I loved it. I didn't have to, normally. So I've been traveling a few places on my own lately, and so it was great to have Andrea. And so, of course, this I'm going to have a curry in Kubla with a taxi driver, Andrea and I. It's so cool. Just from a 20-minute taxi ride from the airport, and he's in Kubla. I'm thinking, where's this going? Well, it's got to go somewhere positive. And at the very least, it gives him closer to God. We got a new friend out there in Kubla. Can't even remember his name, but hey, Andrew's got the details. We're going there for dinner in a few weeks' time. How cool is that? It's a God thing. Why? Because we have an affection and a unity of heart for the presence of God in our lives, which actually means that fruit will come. Fruit's going to come. We're a Pentecostal church. There's no surprises there. We love the life of the Holy Spirit. We love the Word of God. God is coming back as He prophesied. See, the African taxi driver, I think he was on the way home. Anyway, I think it was the way home. He said, "What do you believe?" Well, straight away in my head, I'm going, I know those policies. They're in my new believers pack. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We need stuff like that. But just the principles aren't the thing that create the life. The life's got to be in us, as I've been saying all morning. And so I'm trusting he'll come to church next week with his wife. He told me he would be. And if he doesn't, you know what? He's one step closer anyway to the kingdom of God. And honestly, you can get really, really bogged down if you decide to work on this side and forget about what God has done for you. God loves you. And so we'll be known by our fruit because of the love for God, because of the other side, and carry God's presence in everything you do. And I want to stand on our feet for a moment. Oh, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. You'll raise our hands to God for just a moment. My God, my God, my God. More than anything else, we need the love of God in our life. Will you say this with me this morning? Repeat after me. Lord, I love you. I thank you that because of my relationship with you, I am accepted. I am loved. You are well pleased with me. And I thank you that as I stay connected to you and your love, you are going to make me a bigger person than I am right now. And there is going to be fruit in my life that will amaze me. Thank you, Lord. I receive of your life, your blessing, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.